Okay, our friends. So I believe for many of you who may recall, if you've been with us for a long time, a few years back, we did a story called The Wonky Donkey, and it was really funny to read. And I guess the person who wrote it has several stories that he has written since then, and we found another one of them. It's the Grinny Granny Donkey, which means we gotta read it, right? Yeah. So the words are by Craig Smith, and the illustrations are by Katz Cowley. And I will put a link to this book on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you would like to grab a copy of it and follow along with us, you can. And I will, as always, post the cover and maybe one or two pictures from inside the book if there's anything that we need you to know about on my Instagram. So check it out and follow along, friends, because this one should be a hoot. Today's story, The Grinny Granny Donkey, is read by Mommy and
Hi, I'm Dory. Wait, what are we doing again?
Dory.
What are we doing again?
We're reading a story, Dory. Oh, I see what you're doing. It's rhyme time, huh? Because of the Grinny Granny Donkey. Yeah, there's lots of rhymes in here. So we're going to very carefully read through this because if I remember correctly, Dory also has memory loss problems, right? Yeah.
What were you just talking about?
What were we just talking about? Good point. Let's do a rhymey story. Buckle up. You ready?
Ready for what?
Here we go. There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth.
Wait, are her teeth wrong?
Okay. So false teeth doesn't mean that her teeth are not true. It means that they are actually teeth, but they're not her teeth. They are actually a denture. They're something that a dentist will make as substitution for teeth. If your teeth fall out, you can get substitute teeth. It's kind of complicated, but it's something that older people get. Yeah, when you get.
Now I get it.
You with
Wait,
me?
what were we doing again?
Reading a story. Let's keep going. There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth. Hee-haw! But her teeth kept falling out. She loved to sip her favorite brew and dunk her biscuits in it. She was a donkey, drinky, clunky donkey. And there she is, dunking her treat in her drink, like a biscuit in her cup of tea. There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth. Yeah. But her teeth kept falling out. She loved to sip her favorite brew, dunk her biscuits in it, and fall asleep in the afternoon sun. She was a zonky, dunky, drinky, clunky donkey. I'm so scared of what's going to happen on these pages. There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth. Yeah, but her teeth kept falling out. She loved to sip her favorite brew, dunk her biscuits in it, fall asleep in the afternoon sun, and then go for walks with her jewelry on. She was a clinky clanky zonky donkey, drinky clunky donkey. Clinky clanky, that's her jewelry, right? Okay. There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth. Hee-haw! But her teeth kept falling out. She loved to sip her favorite brew, dunk her biscuits in it, fall asleep in the afternoon sun, go for walks with her jewelry on, and she always dressed smartly. She was a swanky, clinky, clanky, zonky, donkey, drinky, clunky, donkey. Wow. That's what you call someone swanky if they're fancy, when they wear fancy clothes. There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth. Hee-haw! But her teeth kept falling out. She loved to sip her favorite brew, dunk her biscuits in it, fall asleep in the afternoon sun, go for walks with her jewelry on, dress smartly, and she played her banjo to relax. She was a plunky, plinky, swanky, clinky, clanky, zonky, donkey, drinky, clunky, donkey. You try saying that three times fast. Plunky, plinky, that's the banjo, right? Mm-hmm. All right. There was a sweet donkey.
Wait, what's a banjo again?
A banjo? It's an instrument like a guitar. Stringed instrument.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth. Yeah. But her teeth kept falling out. She loved to sip her favorite brew, dunk her biscuits in it, fall asleep in the afternoon sun, go for walks with her jewelry on, dress smartly, and played her banjo to relax. But if she hadn't had a visit from her family in a while, she would sometimes get grumpy and cranky. She was a granky, plunky, plinky, swanky, clinky, clanky, zonky, donkey, drinky, clunky, donkey. Oof, that is quite a bit. There was a sweet donkey who lived on the heath. She was so funny with her false teeth. Hee-haw! But her teeth kept falling out. She loved to sip her favorite brew, dunk her biscuits in it, fall asleep in the afternoon sun, go for walks with her jewelry on, dress smartly, play her banjo to relax, and sometimes she got grumpy and cranky. But when her son, Wonky, turned up with her cute granddaughter, Dinky, that granky granny donkey got so many cuddles and kisses that she couldn't get the smile off her face for weeks. She was a grinny granny, plunky, plinky, swanky, clinky, clanky, zonky, donkey, drinky, clunky, donkey. There was a grinny granny donkey who lived on the heath. She smiled so much you could see her false teeth. Hee-haw! And that, my friends, is the end. And what a story it was. Try saying that three times fast.
What a story it was?
The clinky, clanky, grumpy, dunky, dinky, plinky, plonky thing.
Oh. Wait, what were you just doing?
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.